You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. V-Day Sacramento will stage one more presentation of A Memory, A Monologue, A Rant, and A Prayer, Writings to End Violence Against Women and Girls. It's at the Guild Theater, February 16th at 6 p.m. The show is a collection of monologues drawn from playwrights and authors. It's edited by Eve Ensler and Molly Doyle. In the studio to talk about the show and some of the issues that it confronts, performer and artist Sarah Marie Hawkins.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah Marie. Glad to have you here. It's co-directors Calla Jane and Sid Scanlon. Hi.
Hi.
Glad to have you both here. Sarah Marie, will you start with addressing a Facebook post that you wrote? I'll read it. I'm not really sure how to describe how this show has affected my life, but it's shaken me hard. Make time for this show.
Well, I find that a lot of people who maybe aren't touched by issues like sexual abuse or rape feel like they don't know what to say to us. They don't know how to address this, how to support us. And I feel like this show is a really great introduction if you want to become an ally, is to really understand and hear the stories behind that and what's going through the minds of the authors and the performers. I think it's a good introduction to becoming an activist and becoming an ally.
So Sid and Calla, you both got involved going back a couple years, right? In 2016?
Yes.
I don't know who came first, but Sid, do you want to start with your experience?
Yeah. So my mom actually took me to see a performance of the Vagina Monologues when I was 19, which was also put on by V-Day Sacramento.
Right.
Halfway through the show, she leaned over to me and she was like, "You could do that. You could be on that stage." The next year, I was in the cast of the Vagina Monologues. And the year after that, our current producer, CQ, came to me and she said, "Do you want to do something different? Do you want to direct with me? Do you want to direct a totally new show?" And that's how A Memory, A Monologue, A Rant, and A Prayer got started in Sacramento. So last year was our very first year in Sacramento, and then this year we're back.
Calla Jane, your story, and say a little bit more about what the show is.
Yeah, definitely. So concurrently, I was actually in the cast the year that Sid went and saw it and got inspired. And so it was really exciting to get involved in that way. And then last year I was in A Memory, of Monologue, A Rant, and A Prayer. And then Sid approached me about directing kind of similar situation. And so what's really different about this show, I know a lot of people compare it or have the Vagina Monologues to kind of be like a placeholder to understand the show. And what's different about this show is that not only does it discuss the violence that all genders can experience. It's true stories. It's people who have written these stories. It's their experiences. And we are having the honor of getting to present them, to speak about their experiences. And it's a truly remarkable and very, very unique situation to have that authenticity and those voices raised up.
Sid, your mom gets points for taking you to the show, but I also like the moment that she leans over and says, "You could do this." Isn't that the best thing we all as humans can give to each other, is that moment where we say to somebody else, "You can do this.
You
really can."
Yeah.
So, Sarah Marie, your story is in this current production.
My performance is Eve Ensler's rant in this. It's a very angry piece called "Fur Is Back."
And you came into the show already with a background as an activist, with a number of art exhibits and very powerful pieces in the community where you invited others to tell their story.
Yes.
As well as telling your own. Where does the Sarah Marie Hawkins experience interface with the portion of the show, your rant?
Well, I find that being an artist, you're in a lot of social environments. And being a part of the show, or even just being a survivor of sexual violence, there's a piece of me that just, it's hard to enjoy certain atmospheres. It's hard to be around parties or events where everyone's just so happy, so excited, when I'm constantly thinking about what it's like to live as a woman, as a survivor, what it's like in this current political climate. And that piece is very, very parallel with my own life and how I sometimes become very cynical. And I'm like, how are you all not thinking about this constantly? And it really felt like her piece was written for me. And at one point during it just became, they became my words.
You can see the show Saturday, February 16th at the Guild Theater, 2828 35th Street. You performed the show last night. So there's the director's standpoint and the actor's standpoint.
Yes. Yeah.
How was it? Sarah Marie, do you want to start? How was it for you last night?
It was high energy. The green room's so small, so we're all packed back there. And each person, there's this really small area where you can stand and not be seen by the audience, but also observe who's on stage. It was constantly packed because we were just so impressed with our cast members and how they were. I mean, the rehearsals are nothing compared to the actual night of. There's this energy that's brought by the crowd, and then you see your cast members' best performance. And last night was just beautiful. The house was full, and everyone just outperformed anything I've ever seen before.
Kella Jane, I think the Guild Theater anyway holds a lot of history.
Definitely.
And story and love and pain mm-hmm. in it.
Yeah.
What did you hear people saying? What did they say to you about that show?
They were moved in ways that I felt that they had never been moved before. I think people were given a space to kind of open up, to look at some of their own experiences, and given the space to validate those experiences. You know, mm-hmm. not to spoiler anything, but we do have an activity that we do at the end of the show where we ask people to stand up if they have been impacted by, you know, forms of gender-based violence, sexual violence, mm-hmm. domestic abuse, things like that. And this was my first time seeing essentially the entire audience
yeah.
stand up mm-hmm. to share their stories, to validate their friends, their family, their own experiences. And that was very overwhelming. I think mm-hmm. for all of us on the stage to get to see that was incredibly overwhelming. And I think after that, we asked people to say, okay, well, if you haven't stood up, if you want to stand up now to say that you will not tolerate this, that you are going to change the narrative, mm-hmm. then maybe the three people were left mm-hmm. stood up. So mm-hmm. a lot of people coming up to us afterwards just saying how moved they were. You know, it was a lot of hugs. Everyone felt like a family. You know, I was hugging people I didn't know. Just lots of love and support. Just very different story, very different environment.
Sounds cathartic, Sid.
Absolutely. I think everybody knows somebody who has some sort of story surrounding mm-hmm. whether it be sexual assault or domestic violence or any of the things that kind of fall under that umbrella. But it's a very unique experience to stand on a stage and watch a whole theater full of 100, 200 people stand up and say, yes, this happened to me. And yes, I'm saying no more. And to see that and to get to facilitate that experience for people and mm-hmm. also have my own unique catharsis at the same time mm-hmm. is something that I kind of struggle to put into words, which is why people should come see the show.
Yes.
Because it's really, it's hard to put into words, but it'll be 100% worth it.
Did your mom come?
My mom will be at this next Saturday.
Okay. And the next Saturday is February 16th at the Guild Theater. Sac State is doing a benefit production, a student-run production of mm-hmm. the same show. And the show, again, is a memory, a monologue, a rant, and a prayer. You worked together? You assisted them?
Yeah, so we had gotten some feedback from CQ that they were needing some support in, you know, what pieces were, you know, more prominent. And I think we just did kind of a gentle suggestion. You know, they really knew what they were doing. And it's just exciting to see it, you know, being continued and to be at Sac State, you know, just increases accessibility. You know, especially that's such a, you know, ours is a community production, you know, to be on a college campus. That's so important and mm-hmm. so relevant for the issues that they're facing and the new generation of activists out there, you know, getting to experience that for the first time. Like, I remember seeing the Vagina Monologues my freshman year of college, and that was mm-hmm. life-changing experience. So mm-hmm. to get that avenue is so amazing and important.
The Sac State production is on February 26th, 6 in the evening at the University Union Ballroom. Where do you go from here, Sarah Marie? You always have something happening in looking ahead and planning ahead. Do you have another project out there?
I'm currently working on a Sacramento-specific faceless project. The problem with that, it's not a problem, it's just an obstacle. It is really heavy. It is really sensitive content. Thus, a lot of the galleries around town are not able to host that. So right now, our issue is just to continue working on the project behind scenes, photographing, interviewing, and reaching out, and then finding a location that can accommodate that kind of content.
And V-Day Sacramento is also staging the Vagina Monologues. I should say, if people want to see that show in particular, it's Sunday, February 17th and February 24th. Yeah. Are you two involved in that production?
We're under the V-Day umbrella, right. But we don't have any directorial involvement, no. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to post links so people can find the information to go to the shows that they wish. I'm really glad all three of you came in to talk about this. It's great to get the perspective and the personal importance from all of you.
Thank you so much for having us.
That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruriak. All the information will be online, and thanks for joining us.